Mr. Grumpus and his Dastardly Dreadful Christmas Plan. Translated from the original North Polish by Alex T. Smith and read by Theo Solomon. Do you know about the Grumpus and his dastardly dreadful Christmas plan and about the awful thing that happened on Christmas Eve? Perhaps I should tell you about it. Of course, it really starts with a creak and a crack and a splintering and a great wibble and a wobble, but I'll tell you more about that later. Instead, let's begin our story miles away from that disaster, in a tiny hodgepodge of a town where everyone has woken up fizzing with excitement. Well, almost everyone has. I'll give you one guess who hasn't.
Go away! Keep out! No!
Chapter 1, in which there are some glum thoughts thought about while scratching. Once upon a winter's morning, the Grumpus stood in the door of his house, scratching his armpit with a... Hang on! Do you know who the Grumpus is? No, I don't suppose you do. There is only one of them, after all, and not enough people know about him. And they should because of what he did. Well, we'll get to that bit later on. I think I should maybe tell you all about him first before we start our story properly. Okay? Okay. Right, well, pretend you haven't read any of this, and now turn the page and we'll start again. Chapter 1. Again. In which we start again and you are properly introduced to a very unusual creature. Have you heard of the Grumpus? No, I don't suppose you have until now, because there is only one Grumpus in the whole world. His name is actually Theodore Grumpus. The Grumpus for short. Capital T for the and capital G for Grumpus. The Grumpus is a large, hairy creature with long arms, short legs, sticky-out ears, pointy horns, and big feet that he often trips over, much to his annoyance. He lives in a small, wonky town, in a small, wonky house surrounded by high hedges and a heavy gate. There is a sign on the gate that says, "Keep out," with "No, please" after it. The Grumpus lives there all by himself, which is just the way he likes it. Thank you very much. You see, the Grumpus is actually a big, grumbly, huffy-puffy, pinch-the-bridge-of-your-nose-and-sigh-loudly-like-a-sat-upon-whoopee-cushion, grumpy grump of a creature who doesn't like anybody. At all. In fact, the Grumpus doesn't like, hardly, anything. And if you don't believe me, just turn the page. Turn. The. Page. This one, right here. Chapter 2, in which several of the things the Grumpus does not like at all are listed. Being hot, being cold, being tired, being hungry, mornings, afternoons, evenings, bedtime, scrambled eggs, socks with holes in them, socks without holes in them,